Now, ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Helene making landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane, the storm being blamed for at least six deaths in the south. In Tampa, there have been at least 87 rescues. Mayor Jan Kester.
Throughout our downtown area, I was just driving down there, and there's a great deal of damage from the flooding. Barricades moved, construction trailers moved, and those were just the things that I saw in a very short drive.
Downgraded to a tropical storm, the deadly storm's moving quickly inland up through Georgia and the Carolinas. More than a million customers without power this morning. New York Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today. The federal corruption charges related to the mayor receiving favors from the Turkish government. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Israel launched new airstrikes in Lebanon, killing a senior Hezbollah commander. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a ceasefire plan. He speaks at the U.N. today. This is ABC News. Work. A new fallout from the immigration uproar in Springfield, Ohio. ABC News learning city officials have refused to take a call from Senator J.D. Vance after the Republican vice presidential candidate spread unfounded claims about Haitian migrants eating residents' cats and dogs. A legal battle looming over who owns the baseball from Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's historic 50-50 home run. Details from ABC's Andrew Dimberg.
In the moments after that hit, frantic fans dove across their seats to score the souvenir ball, with Chris Bielanski seemingly taking the prize. But now Max Matus is claiming Bielanski forcibly ripped the ball out of his hand and that it legally belongs to him. Bielanski is already set to auction off the ball. A judge ruled yesterday the auction can move ahead, but they can't finalize the sale until after Matus gets the chance to make his case.
The New York Yankees winning the American League East for the 21st time in franchise history. Apart from Helene, weather in the rest of the U.S. mostly clear in the southwest, record heat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 85. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 54. 85 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing hurricane issues in the state of Florida, Kansas is answering the call in assisting in some of those recoveries and prevention is the Kansas Force One. A swift water rescue team has been officially deployed to the state to assist with the Hurricane Helene search and rescue efforts. KWCH News reports, according to the Kansas Division of Emergency Management Assistance, they did receive the request for assistance from the state, where teams from the city of Wichita and Olathe are part of the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, a multi-state mutual aid agreement for disaster response around the nation. The team is heading to the state of Florida with hard-bottom and inflatable boats to assist in the efforts, along with medical support and transportation options for humans and animals. In other news, with EV charging stations popping up around the state of Kansas, AAA says that the cost of electricity at the charging stations here in Kansas are some of the lowest per wattage per hour compared to other states around the nation. Mid-America Network News.
Spending time in the backyard can be great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell. Burwell Construction. Shoppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
The Kansas Department of Revenue says that they are updating their systems to make things more popular and more efficient for drivers across the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports that the Department of Revenue has now announced their new popular ICANN app to be downloaded, saying with the new features of the app, it could help you avoid heading to your local DMV office. The app was introduced back in 2018 with services that included multiple different state agencies, but the website now allows individuals to renew their driver's and CDL licenses, along with identification cards and vehicle registrations. They say now it also allows you to order birth certificates, death certificates, and even marriage certificates right on the app. In a statement from David Harper, the Kansas Department of Revenue Division of Vehicle Directors, he said, quote, our goal is with ICANN has always been to make vehicle and driver services readily available to all Kansans. This new feature is a significant step towards that vision, allowing us to better serve Kansans and improving the customer experience by reducing the need for in-office visits. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ever thought about what kind of curveballs Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new scholarship is available for some medical students in the state after the Nebraska native, Dr. William Northwall, has created a new full cost of attendance scholarship for a Nebraska student who's set to study medicine at Douglas A. Christensen Rural Health Education Complex at the University of Nebraska in Kearney. According to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, Dr. Northwall is a former radiologist from Kearney and has pledged the gift to the University of the Nebraska Foundation and said the scholarship would be awarded to a deserving student from the greater state of Nebraska. The scholarship would cover the entire full cost of medical school attendance at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, costing upwards to $65,000 a year. That includes tuition, books, fees, and living expenses. In other news, the Cheyenne County Fair Board met earlier this week discussing the updated county fair dates for next year of 2025, setting the dates of July 18th through the 27th for Cheyenne Frontier Days and July 19th through the 27th for the Cheyenne County Fair.
All the latest in- for the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Homecoming tonight at several area schools, including Marysville, with a parade downtown this afternoon at 2 at a pep rally following Pony Express Rider on Broadway. United Bank and Trust will host their annual homecoming tailgate party inside the Marysville Junior Senior High Cafeteria beginning at 5 with free food, games, entertainment, and the KNDY Coach's Corner Live. Marysville High alumni invites the public to a celebration dance at Venue 36 after tonight's game with Concordia. $5 admission for alumni, $10 for non-alumni. Marysville High Queen candidates Lindsay Dressman, Dahlia Fry, Afton Harries, Aubrey Veering, and Grace Winkler. King candidates Brock Cromie, Nick Fries, Willow Tott, Ashton Schaefer, and Dakota Slupionic.
Axtell High School lost Blue Valley in their football homecoming. King candidates are Audrey Costell, Malia Stahlbomber, and Kieran Smith. King candidates Gavin Shaughnessy, Eli Brockstrom, and Rylan Bussing. Centralia will host Donovan West in their homecoming match. Pep rally at 2:30 this afternoon at the football field. Queen candidates are Isabel Haverkamp, Tatum Kramer, and Kinsey Nehus. King candidates Jacob Flenty, Ben Haverkamp, and Mason Stahlbomber. Homecoming at Wymore Southern, hosting Tri-County tonight. Their queen candidates are Nevaeh Livingston, Jessica Lopez, Olivia Sabe-Vagel, Emma Spencer, and Addison Young. King candidates Cale Hames, Austin March, Alex Meese, Xander Seaman, and Cooper Warford. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will present Sounds of Soul this evening at the Vermilion Community Center. Dinner this evening will precede the 7 o'clock show. Dinner and show tickets or just show tickets are available. Contact Tress Jacobson or Audrey Brockstrom. The Sounds of Soul will perform Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Marysville at 7 p.m. Adult admission $15, 18 and under $5. Additional information on the Marshall County Arts Cooperative website, mcac.org. Valley Heights USD 498 was awarded a $390,000, 75% matching grant to enhance district safety and security through the school violence program. The district share, 25%, will be $97,500, and the program will provide critical updates to safety and security infrastructure. Marysville City Council met Monday with a reminder for local residents to return the lead pipe survey mandated by the state. Current return rate is less than half, and a follow-up mailing will be sent. Waterville will be the spotlight on our public affairs program this weekend. Waterville Community Connections has been active in a number of activities in the community, including recent installation of a welcome sign at the highway intersection. Among volunteers with Community Connections, Nicole Porter will be our guest Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
Well, so certainly our Waterville Community Connections are open to the public, and we have membership as well. And it was, you know, just during one of those brainstorming points during one of the meetings that someone just happened to mention that, you know, the LED sign might be a way for a lot of different businesses to be able to, well, that we could put community events up there, but then also advertisement for businesses. And so we formed a committee that started looking into it. And Carl Prinslow is the one that really headed that committee and did a lot of research in what size of sign we should have, you know, the pixel size of it. Kind of cost and things like that. And then, you know, each time he would come and kind of let the group know findings and stuff like that. So it was certainly open to the community to know about. And it was over a year and a half process from, you know, when the idea was first brought up to when we finally had the sign standing. So
Philip R. Swearingen, age 74, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Philip Swearingen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chili, a cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and a tropical fruit. On Monday's menu, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Join United Bank and Trust for a homecoming party this Friday evening at the Marysville High School cafeteria.
Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coaches Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced.
It's all free this Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville High School cafeteria. Brought to you by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday from Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
My name is Dakota Slupionik. My parents are Adam and Jamie Slupionik. I'm involved in FBLA, FFA, baseball, football, and wrestling. After high school, my plans are to go straight into the workforce to be a lineman. My favorite teacher in high school is Wirt.
My name is Lindsay Dressman. My parents are Brad and Susan Dressman. I'm involved in volleyball, basketball, softball, FBLA, biology club, and M club. After high school, my plans are to attend college, but I am undecided on my career. My favorite teacher is Wirt.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
When it comes to serving the financial needs of this area, we have the home court advantage. This is our home. We know the area. We know the local economy. Bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Landall Company in Marysville knows what it takes to be a great team. All members are important in big wins, from the team manager, the line, the entertainment committee, to the cleanup crew. Here's to every job on the team. Let's go Bulldogs from Team Landall. At Landall Company Marysville, they know what it takes to be a great team.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. An upper-level ridge of high pressure just off to our west looks to keep conditions dry over the next several days. We'll see a good deal of sunshine to start for today. Could have some increasing clouds by later on this afternoon into tonight, as we'll be on the very western fringes of an upper-level low-pressure system and the remnant moisture from Helene. But again, any rainfall looking to miss us well off to the east over into Missouri. High temperatures this afternoon pushing up into the middle part of the 80s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows dropping back into the mid-50s. Still a bit of some clouds hanging around for Saturday. We'll call it a mixture of clouds and sunshine with low to mid-80s for highs. We're back to full-on sunshine both Sunday and into your Monday. Still above average. Sunday's highs in the low 80s, mid-80s on Monday, but cooling back to the low 70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late September 77. Record high on this date 97. The average low 53 and the record low 31. Sunrise this morning 7:20, sunset this evening at 7:16. 49 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 27th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hello, I'm Diane Sibley with the Marysville High School Alumni Association, Class of 1994. I'd like to invite everyone to join us at the first annual Bulldog Family Reunion, Friday, September 27th, starting at 8 p.m. A special live performance by the original Candy Cowboy, Henry Borgeding, will start at 9 with a Candy Cowboy tribute band playing classic rock and country hits at 9:30. Come and have some fun at the first annual Bulldog Family Reunion on September 27th at Venue 36.
Jim Bask, while we get it started with kickoff of week four in the NFL.
From the 45, first down, shotgun, good blitz pickup, and Prescott down the left side. Lamb broke the tackle. 35, outruns three men into the end zone. Touchdown, CeeDee Lamb.
Yes, indeed. 105-3, the fan, Dak Prescott. One of his two scoring strikes, that to CeeDee Lamb. 20-15, Cowboys over the Giants. Seven straight win over New York. Prescott has won his last 13 starts against the Giants. Micah Parsons carted off with a leg injury. Giants wideout Malik Nabers left with a concussion. From baseball, the Yanks a win away from clinching the AL East.
Here's the 1-1. Ground ball to short. Volpe Fields throws to first in time. Ball game over. American League Eastern Division over. Yankees win. Bye, Yankees. Yankees win.
That's John Sterling, WFAN, on that call as the Yankees take the O's 10-1. Aaron Judge's Major League leading 58th home run, going deep for the fifth straight game. They clinched their second AL East title in 3 years and will bypass the wild card round. Dodgers also division winners for the 11th time in 12 years, rallying to beat the Padres courtesy of a 5-run 7-7-2. They clinch in front of their home fans for the first time since 2018. A's winning their final scheduled game at the Oakland Coliseum by beating the Rangers 3-2 before a sellout crowd of 46,889. That was their home since 1968. Tigers and Royals are one win away. Detroit rallies from a 3-0 deficit, 4-3 over the Rays, while Kansas City broke a 4-4 tie with a 3-spot in the ninth. They beat the Nationals 7-4. Each team one win from clinching the postseason.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Friday Night Football, our feature game. Frankfurt at Hanover, battle of two undefeated eight-man teams, live on FM 95.5. Marysville, homecoming hosting Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air online and on our mobile app. College action Saturday, Kansas Jayhawks, pregame at 2, kickoff at 2:30 on FM 95.5. Kansas State Wildcats, pregame at 9, kickoff at 11. AM 1570 FM 94.1.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, investors head into the final trading day of the week after another record-breaking session Thursday. The Dow Jones gained 260 points to close at 42,175. The Nasdaq added 0.6. The S&P rose 0.4% to reach a new record close. Keep an eye on pharma stocks today. The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday approved Bristol-Myers Squibb's highly anticipated Cobenfy, the first new drug in more than 70 years for treating schizophrenia. Signs of economic resiliency. Weekly jobless claims last week fell to a four-month low, and corporate profits in the second quarter were revised upward. On the downside, the new data could make it harder for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates another 0.5% in November, as some investors were hoping. And Tiger Woods' new golf apparel line is facing a challenge from a company that makes cooling products for athletes. Tiger Air says the logo for Woods' Sunday Red looks too much like its own. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. So, Larry, what's the latest?
Farmers named Jim and Jamie Walter, a father and son, mostly corn and soybean farmers near DeKalb, Illinois, near Chicago, where a lot of sprawling new businesses and houses are going up and, in fact, taking in all kinds of farmland, and some of it is theirs. So they thought about starting a new enterprise. They decided on whiskey. How about that? I kind of like this deal. Rather than seeing urban sprawl as a threat, because the more people you have, the more whiskey they'll drink. Well, these guys knew corn from A to Z, I got to tell you that. But the Whiskey Acres brand was born. These guys started, and it takes a good long time because whiskey takes years to age, and determining that an error had been made, that really slows the process. They persevered. They're producing a wide range of distilled products using corn, barley, and red winter wheat. It looks like the Whiskey Acre brand isn't bad because they bottled in bond bourbon and won a double gold medal at the San Francisco International Spirits Competition. And they've had a number of other awards that have been bestowed upon their brands, and said, based on what we knew about corn genetics, we suspected some corn varieties would affect flavor more than others. So you got to put, I got to tell you, these people are number one, smart, and number two, they know corn. And so they've got the right kind of corn produced the right way, and you got yourself some pretty good whiskey. I'm not smart enough to try, but I sure like to see you folks on the next TechLine report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State's Ag Lenders Conference is taking place at the beginning of October, and K-State Extension Assistant Rich Llewellyn discusses the purpose of the conference and what people can learn about from presenters.
It's primarily for agricultural lenders, loan officers, and stuff like that that are interested in what's going on in the ag economy. And so we have six topics that will be a part of this program.
Llewellyn lists who will be speaking at the conference, beginning with Jenny Ift.
She's talking about the 4-H risk management tool that's available, and so that's something that's fairly new and hasn't been used by a lot of farmers yet. And then Mark Dykeman is coming along. He is the administrator for the Kansas Farm Management Association, and he's talking about understanding a farm income tax return. And Glenn will have the beef cattle market outlook. He's got quite a bit on demand as well. In addition to that, we'll go ahead and have the grain market outlook as well, the expectations and possibilities, some of the risks that are coming along, looking ahead into the next year. Dan O'Brien will be doing that. Brian will be looking at, especially right now, the interest rate movements, and he'll be kind of looking ahead beyond that to what we can expect in that regard the rest of the year, as well as some of the employment recession issues that may be coming along for the economy. Greg Ibendahl and Dan O'Brien will have their cash rental rates for Kansas. It's a projection for the next year, actually, so they're just coming out with those numbers now, and they'll be looking at what a tenant could pay, what they could afford to pay. Looking ahead to the next year, they're using average yields as well as expected crop prices. Obviously, we're in a lower price regime right now, and so they're going to try to estimate that by county.
He says what the dates and locations are for the event.
Garden City will be in person October 1st. It's at the Clarion Inn there in Garden City. The following day on October 2nd, that's a Wednesday, we'll be in Manhattan here at the International Grains Program Center. We'll also have a live stream online from that Manhattan location, and that's available to folks if they can't make it to one of the in-person locations.
That was K-State Extension Assistant Rich Llewellyn with information about the Ag Lenders Conference. Registration for in-person is $120 and $40 for online if done by September 26th. After that date, in-person is $135 and online is $50. Learn more and register at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Do acorns hold clues about the future? It's not as nutty as it sounds. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 27th, the 271st day of the year.
Pop singer Avril Lavigne has a birthday, and NBC's Tonight Show debuted on this night 70 years ago. Steve Allen was the first host. Has it been a nutty year for your oak trees, or has acorn production been lean? Boom and bust years are part of their natural cycle. If the ground is blanketed with the brown marbles, it's said to be a mast year. Along with keeping squirrels and chipmunks well-fed, a mast year can have ripple effects throughout nature. Mice and deer will thrive, which in turn brings a greater risk of ticks and Lyme disease. And then there's the weather proverb that says an abundance of acorns portends a rough winter. So take note of the acorn situation this year. Maybe you can crack the code. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 49 degrees. Middle 80s on the high side for today. Should be a great night for high school football games, including several area homecoming matchups. Say, I've got two tickets for the K-State game tomorrow in the north end zone. They're general admission tickets, asking $60 a piece. If you'd be interested, catch us here at KNDY today. We can transfer those to you. Again, two tickets, north end zone, general admission for the K-State game tomorrow, and asking $60 each. Call KNDY 785-562-2361.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's another weekend of college football, as it's a big weekend for both the Kansas State Wildcats and the KU Jayhawks going into Saturday, as the Wildcats have dropped off of the top 10 list for the AP polls, dropping to number 23 after their big loss last weekend against BYU, 38-9. The number 23 Wildcats are now back at home in Lawrence as they take on the number 20 Oklahoma State Cowboys. That is an early game with kickoff on Saturday at 11 a.m. On the Jayhawks side, they also fell last week, but not as badly, as they lost to the West Virginia Mountaineers 32-28. They're now back home in Manhattan this week as they take on the TCU Horned Frogs. That's in game number two, kickoff at 2:30. On the Major League Baseball side of things, it's game number two against the Atlanta Braves on the road in Atlanta, as it is the final three-game series of the regular season of 2024. That first pitch tomorrow on Saturday at 6:30, with the final game of the regular season on Sunday at 2:20.
In our Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on KNDY FM 95.5, it's a state-ranked battle as undefeated Hanover hosts undefeated Frankfort. Sweeping the season series last year, head coach Nick Anderson and his Wildcats bring in their high-powered offense, averaging 76 points per game.
There's no reason for us not to be confident. I think we've won three out of the last four, and probably should have won four out of the last four. But they understand that nothing that's happened in the past means anything moving forward.
On the home sideline, the Hanover defense is starting to look like that of a dominating force under longtime head coach Matt Hoyer, shutting out their last two opponents.
We've been pretty assignment sound in what we're trying to do. Our speed on that side of the ball is much improved over the last couple years, and I think kids have, you know, done a good job of utilizing that.
Our Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on FM 95.5 between Hanover and Frankfort this Friday kicks off at 7 p.m. Opposite of that broadcast, the 3-0 Marysville Bulldogs ride the emotions of a big win versus Wamego last Friday into a homecoming matchup versus Concordia on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Head coach Tony Trimble is looking to use those emotions to jump on the Panthers early.
I think the key for us is just going to be coming out fast, trying to do things early to get them frustrated and get their here-we-go-again mentality back in play for them.
Both games set for a 7 p.m. kickoff on your home for high school sports, KNDY.
Friday night football schedule, Marysville hosting Concordia. Homecoming for the Bulldogs. We'll have it live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In the NCKL, Clay Setters at Chapman, Abilene at Rock Creek, and Wamego will host Topeka Hayden. Our Friday feature game, Frankfort at Hanover, battle of two undefeateds, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Homecoming for Axtell, entertaining Blue Valley. Washington County's at Lincoln. Lynn will host Thunder Ridge. Homecoming for Centralia, hosting Donovan West. Valley Heights is host to Sacred Heart. Diller O'Dell at Lewiston. Homecoming for Southern, entertaining Tri-County.
KSUY.
Wildcats.
Touchdown, Kansas State!
Get ready to pound the stone and join the Wildcats as they hit the turf all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys in a Big 12 showdown. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game on Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
We chant Rock Chalk. We wave the wheat. We wear crimson and blue. We're proud to be a Jayhawk.
It's tipped in the air and knocked away. KU's going to win it.
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks battle the TCU Horned Frogs at Arrowhead Stadium on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
KNDY.